Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Or slip by. Congratulations. This is Mike Ball of Left Ahead and Harumph. I guess, you know, this is not a news show in general, but for those of you who have not paid attention, today Hillary Clinton got what, well, we all expected. Even the right wingers knew this was coming. I've been seeing the nastiness on the various Twitter feeds and right wing sites, and the right wingers in my Facebook feed. Because I got a bunch of political types of various politicians and pundits and just crackpots, left and right, in my Facebook feed. And you know, this is going to be a heavier load in the next couple of days, because the short of it is that what we all said was the case, what most of us said was the case, was that Hillary Clinton's private email server did not fall into criminal prosecution. And sure enough, the FBI, Comey, the very right-wing Republican, Bush appointee, head of the Bush Department of Justice, headed up the FBI investigation, and he announced today that they were very sloppy, incredibly sloppy. I'll find the phrase here, but that no reasonable prosecutor would try to bring a charge, because it wasn't going to work. There wasn't going to be anything there, so. You know, you could hear the screams. You know, you'd like to think that all these people who've been saying, "Oh, she's a criminal. She's going to go to jail. She's under indictment. I can hardly wait for this." You know, that they would come out and say, "Well, I guess I was wrong." You know, all those people who said that it wasn't criminal, that she was just clumsy and maybe a little dumb, were right. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. And people are going to get all upset about it, and they're going to get all excited, and they aren't going to be able to do a damn thing about it. Because the fact is, the FBI is saying, no, it's not really, it doesn't fall in crime. And I've already seen on Fox News and other commentators already saying, well, you know, Petraeus got shafted for doing much less. And that is not at all true. General Petraeus took highly classified documents that he knew that his mistress was not supposed to see and gave them to her. And that, if there's a spectrum, it goes from, you know, nasty spying espionage on one end and just abuse of your confidential access to government documents on the other hand. And then you go down to Hillary Clinton and just kind of dumb and clumsy, careless. She's on the careless end. Petraeus was knew he was doing wrong. He knew he was bad, and he got off very, very lightly for what he did. In fact, getting off, I'm looking at this, thinking about, you know, in the Bush White House, there was that GWB43.com was a entire private internet domain that the Bush White House used and handed out. I think it was 84 email accounts to government officials, and they mingled them and munched them with the Republican National Committee. And they then, when it came down to it, and when there was the questions about the Valerie Plame reveal when she was a CIA agent, and that firing all the Justice Department associates, and it was all the crimes that were apparently involved in that. And their attitude was, let's delete all the emails, which they did. And it wasn't like 100 and something or a few thousand. It apparently was 22 million emails that the Karl Rove and the Bush White House dumped. So you got to say, who's the criminal here? And it's George W. Bush and Karl Rove. And so far they've gotten by. There are still people who want that be actually investigated and charges brought. I don't think it's going to happen. But nevertheless, there are people there who are going to say, this was terrible. And it was. It was absolutely terrible, and it was absolutely illegal, and it was done with malice and bad intent, and that was the kind of thing that people were hoping, the right-wingers were hoping that Taylor was going to be caught for. But, you know, being clumsy and mingling your private stuff and the government stuff and, you know, having it off-piste, which, you know, again, we know that, you know, numerous secretaries of state as well as other government officials did that, but that doesn't cover her for it. She shouldn't have done it. She knows she shouldn't have done it, and she said that she would not do that again if she were in that position. But, you know, she at least admitted that she was wrong for doing it, but, again, it wasn't a crime, no matter how much the Fox News types and this crazy anti-Hillary types are going for it. It's not going to happen. We need to think now about what does this mean? What is it going to mean for Hillary supporters, for Democratic supporters, for former Sanders supporters, for the pro-Trump people? And what does it mean to all this stuff? So you think about that, because there were people who were just kind of drooling over the idea, well, you know, if Hillary gets indicted, you know, and then comes the convention, wow, you know, then Bernie Sanders could get in. And, you know, I personally think Bernie Sanders would make a much better president than anybody else running, any of the three parties on the ballot or anybody else. But it's not going to happen. And we knew it was going to happen, not going to happen. And so that fantasy goes aside. And, you know, the memes of Bernie peeking out through the door saying, has she been indicted yet? Those were jokes, and they weren't going to happen. But the Trump, I saw immediately the real Donald Trump Twitter feed had on there about how, you know, she escaped and how she still should be going to jail and how terrible it was and how the system was rigged. But, you know, here we have the way it's supposed to work, and the FBI went in there and they poured all over it. Plus, we've had all these Benghazi hearings and we had all this other stuff, and they just poured all over this stuff, and they couldn't find criminal intent, much less criminal activity. And I should put that the other way around. But neither one. That's the way the system was supposed to work, and it did. But she's not going to skate on it. And the people who are anti-Hillary are going to stay anti-Hillary. And my Facebook feed and my Twitter feed are going to be full of all these people going on and on about how unfair it was and how she should be going to jail and all this. And, of course, what they're really saying is, you know, we're really tired of the Republicans losing the presidency again and again and again. And, you know, first of all, we had this black guy in there for 8 years, and now it looks like we have a woman in there. So I think it's appeals to the coarsest sense of the right wingers and Republicans, because there can be a difference. They're going to be unhappy, and they're going to try to say, oh, it's all because she's a crook and this and that. But I think the vast majority of them are really tired of Democratic presidents, or as they would say, Democrat presidents. That's, you always know when somebody's really a bozo when they use the word Democrat instead of Democratic, even though it's the Democratic Party. But they, you know, they those are kind of code words, like the same as people who say, you know, a homosexual lifestyle. When they don't say a heterosexual lifestyle, but the implication is, of course, that gay people choose whether or not they're going to be homosexual, and that's just not true. Anyway, go on. So the people who are anti-Hillary are going to stay anti-Hillary, so I don't think that's going to make much of a difference. I think maybe some of the independents and moderates who are thinking, well, you know, if she's a criminal, I can't vote for her. But, you know, we know Donald Trump has done a bunch of nasty things, and we don't know how that suit that is charging him with raping a 13-year-old girl is going to come out. And I don't know. And those shouldn't be what determines an election anyway, but you don't see the Democrats harping on Trump's recklessness and lawlessness or his multiple infidelities and multiple divorces and remarriages and, you know, even making much out of Trump University. I mean, a total scam that I don't think he's going to be able to skate out of. I think he's going to have to try and buy his way out of that with big settlements. But nevertheless, But the people who are pro-Trump, you know, are perfectly willing to overlook all of his criminal and quasi-criminal activities, and they're trying to make Hillary into the criminal, which is, you know, kind of bizarre. But you got to say, she was clumsy and careless. Careless was the term that that Comey used in his James B. Comey used in his judgment. And it is. So the question then comes, is that bad enough to turn you off on the president? If she wants to be president and she was clumsy and careless and she did not keep up with the archiving. And it's not, again, it's not like George W. Bush and Karl Rove, who went out of their way to sidestep the laws and hide their crimes. Is what she was, did not pay attention to good record keeping, and that's pretty sloppy. And she had a staff, and the staff should have done that. Maybe that goes to her judgment about whom she put in charge and how much oversight she had. You know, some of you may or may not know, I have been a manager at various companies, and I have written about management, both at American Management Associations and Inc. magazine and a number of other business magazines, but it's a study of mine, and I've done it for a living. And that's poor management on Hillary's side, not to have the right procedures in place, not to hire the right people, and not to oversee your people in a way so that you know who's doing what, so you understand their job. So you're not supposed to micromanage them. What you are supposed to do is get them started and make sure they're doing the right things and that they understand what they do and that their talents fit the demands of the job. And there's a lot of evidence that Hillary Clinton does not do that as a style. I don't think her husband did that as a style either, and that's a shame, which may go more to her training than anything else. But you got to say, you know, the counts by the FBI, there were 7 documents that they could find that were classified when they were sent, even though they weren't marked as such. Maybe she should have guessed that they were. I don't know. But the fact of the matter was, she didn't violate the law criminally in the way that you're, if you knowingly send stuff in the clear when you know it's highly classified, then that's a violation of law. And apparently she didn't know that, and she didn't see it on there, and it wasn't that. And anyway, she didn't break the laws. So then what is it going to mean now? Does it mean to you that she is so incompetent because she doesn't keep good records that she shouldn't be president? I think it isn't going to mean that for most people. And it isn't going to mean that for me. And, you know, I was a Sanders guy, so it takes a fair amount for me to say that. But, you know, she didn't archive the way she should have. And she didn't keep her personal and work emails separate. And she may have let a couple of the classified ones slip through, but probably, almost certainly didn't know it because they weren't marked as such. But it was not a smart thing to do. So you got to ask yourself, how bad is it that she wasn't smart? And, you know, I'd like to have a smart president. I think Barack Obama certainly is. And I think George W. wasn't at all. I think Ronald Reagan was not. So I think dumb presidents make dumb decisions and can get the country in big trouble. So I believe that Hillary doesn't fall in that class. So she's smart, but she's not as brilliant as she might like herself to be perceived. She should have been tighter on this, and she should have known what her staff was doing, and she should have known not to mingle her work and business or government mails, and she should have known to use the government account, even if it was a little bit more trouble to go through a server or a VPN connection. But, you know, millions of us have done that for years, so it's really not that big a deal. Sometimes you have to wait an extra second or two for a connection if you're using a VPN. But hey, I think even the President of the United States may have to wait a second or two here or there. So there you have it. Is Hillary Clinton did not reach the FBI standard of criminality, and they said as much, although Comey was very Republican in taking her to task about her bad bookkeeping, which is fascinating to me because, you know, that's unusual when the FBI says, hey, we didn't find criminal wrongdoing. That's normally what you have to say, and that is usually the whole answer. But it looks like he had to get some digs in, and what he said was that she was careless. She was very careless, extremely careless. So that's careless. That's yes, extremely careless was his phrase. And she didn't follow all of the government protocols for record keeping. So there you have it, is two not all that bright aspects of Hillary Clinton. So we're going to have to think, now how much is the difference that going to make? And we know that Donald J. Trump will try to make a big deal out of it. I mean, he's already... He continues to call her Crooked Hillary, even in spite of the fact that, you know, he's the guy who's being sued for fraud and scams, and he has a bad history of dealing with money and corporations and bankruptcies. And if somebody's crooked, it's got to be Trump, not Hillary. So, but he's pushing that limit, and if it comes down to it, I mean, she certainly is far more ethical than he is, but I am somewhat disturbed that she is clumsy. You know, having years and years as a technical writer after I finished my newspaper and business writing careers, and I got to say that kind of sloppiness is would not be acceptable to me in an organization. I would have required Hillary to have more training in management and keep better records and. Know what our employees are doing. If you have direct reports, you really have to understand what they can do and what they have to do. And she hasn't done that. So I'm a little concerned if she were to become president, if she has a cabinet, just letting them run is certainly the wrong attitude. You're going to end up with a one of the Bush White Houses where people were just kind of running around doing crazy things on their own. And I think that's a bad thing. So I would hope that that would not be the case and that she will be held to higher standards here than the Republican presidents have been. So I think she's not going to skate on this, that the people who were anti-Hillary before are going to continue to be so, and they're going to pout and stomp their feet and say she should have been indicted or charged or, you know, whatever. She should go to jail. She should. Well, you know, wishes were horses kind of stuff. So they're not going to get it. In theory, the Department of Justice could overrule the FBI, but, you know, when the FBI director says very plainly that no reasonable prosecutor would file any charges on this, that is about all you need to know from your top law enforcement agency to your top law enforcement official. So I think that's done, but it's not done for the Hillary haters, and we're going to hear about it for a long time. But it's a wheezing in the dust storm kind of call. So they have lost it. They wanted blood. They didn't get any, and they'll try to pretend and pout, but it's not going to do it. I think the question is going to be when the polls come out and then when they get hit on the after the bump that should come up after the convention, and she officially is the nominee, is that going to balance out, and how upset are people with her? We know that the people who don't like women aren't going to vote for her anyway. We know the people who don't trust Democrats aren't going to vote for her anyway. And we know the Hillary haters aren't going to vote for her. But the question comes for probably a third to half of the electorate. Is this going to make a huge difference to them? I'm betting it really won't. I doubt that her poll numbers are going to change much. It's she'll get a bump after the convention, but we got to discount that a bit because they both nominees, I should say all three nominees, but we know who the Libertarians are going to be. But they're all going to be get their little bumps. But I think this is not going to make a whole lot of difference in the polls. And if it does any, it'll make a slight increase. Maybe she'll pick up a point or two. I think she'll pick up a point or two with the hesitant women. But the guys who hate her, they're going to continue to hate her. The people who hate Democrats are going to continue, and it's going to go on like that. So I think it's kind of a wash today. So she's probably somewhat relieved that she doesn't have to devote effort and PR to and ads to this. But you can be sure that she didn't get a free ride, that she is going to be forever cursed by the people who dislike her. So she's a winner, but she's a wounded winner. I guess it's always good to be the winner, isn't it? So there you have it. So congratulations, kind of, Hillary. Good, you don't have to fight this actively, but you don't get the free ride. So there you have it. Good afternoon.